Well, good morning, everybody, or good evening, wherever you're listening tonight. That's you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Oliver Lee is my name, and I hope you can stay with us here for the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland and bits and pieces of news from New Zealand as well. But first up tonight, we're going to hit the road with Christy Moore, and he's looking for an encore. Now, if you're heading to Ireland for Christmas and you want to see Christy, he's doing a whole series of concerts, I think at Vicar Street or the Bord Gáis Centre. But anyways, while this song's been playing, I'll see where you can book tickets. But tickets are on sale now. So Christy doesn't travel too far offshore anymore unless it's by boat. So we'll probably never see him down here in New Zealand again. But here he is, if I get an encore. Come on, Christy.
If I get an encore, I go home feeling like a king. Oh, I love to hear the bow rung, I love to hear the fiddle, but most of all I love to hear you sing. But when I first heard Tommy Makem, and the chances my future it was seen, the ballads, and ever since that wound has never healed. Oh, when I got me first guitar, me fingers bled until I learnt a chord or two. I pulled on me ardent sweater, I wrote me ma a goodbye letter, I started throwing ships up in O'Donoghue's. If I get an encore, I go home feeling king. Oh, I love to hear the bow rung and shame beyond the mandolin, but most of all I love to hear you sing. I played cabaret in Bundoran, marquees for Father Horton, and I once stood in for Johnny McAvoy. Berlin to San Francisco, I went on before the disco, or the four green fields of Athenry. From the rising sun in Brownstown to the Blue Lagoon in Sligo Town, Ballymurphy and the Buckside, a Ballinamore, and once in Ballinasloe. If I get an encore, I go. Oh, I love to hear the banjo, but most of all I love it when you sing. Oh, I never met Bob Dylan, but I sang with the Pinkerton. And when we drank Loch Aird and dry, me and Pecker, we went looking for lockdown. One winter's night in London, up around Willesden Junction, oh, me heart, it filled with joy. It was the night that Maggie Berry, she called me up to sing The Wild Colonial Boy. His father's
the great man himself, Christy Moore, and you can go onto his website, christymoore.com, and you can see all the dates for his concert. So if you're heading home for Christmas, he's playing in Vicar Street on the 18th of December. He's back there on the 2nd of January, back on the 4th of January and 9th of and 11th of January, and tickets are on sale now. So Christy Moore, and if you've tuned in, welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. So wherever you're listening tonight, whether it's in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Christchurch on Saturday, Wellington, Kapiti Coast on Sunday, or any other night of the week around New Zealand on Planet FM or around the world, you're very welcome to Ireland Calling. Right, the budget came out last week, and I think I mentioned last week it was an $11 million giveaway, and there's only one issue that seems to be causing a problem, where the government have imposed a levy on concrete products, especially concrete blocks, to try to pay for the probably $3 billion that it's going to cost to fix the mica issue, faulty blocks and bricks in County Sligo, Donegal and parts of Mayo, and this was to bring in $80 million. Well, they're talking that this could be the straw that could break the camel's back to like 1982, when Minister for Finance John Bruton put a VAT on children's shoes, and the late Jim Kemmy, Labour MP for Limerick at the time, voted against the government and brought the government down in 82. So obviously the government might have to backtrack a bit on this, but they say they have to. It was a fair budget, and you know, Sinn Féin, a lot of the giveaways are what Sinn Féin have done, but they would have said they'd have given away more. Right, what else has been happening in Ireland? Well, not a good day today for a retired Garda superintendent. He's been jailed for cannabis possession. Sounds like a stressful situation for 62-year-old John Murphy, who had got into mounting debts, and he knew what he was doing was illegal, and he's been jailed for 6.5 years. One of the biggest trials in Ireland was due to get underway on Monday. It's been postponed for 2 weeks, for a week anyway, because this is into the murder of David Burns back about 6 years ago, and as a result of his assassination murder at a boxing weigh-in competition in North Dublin, over 17 people have died in, you know, what's known as the McKinahan-Hutch conflict. So this trial was due to get underway, but last Thursday, one of the people that was to be go on trial along with his dad, a guy called Daddle, he agreed to plead guilty and to cooperate with the authorities and give evidence, and this has obviously delayed the trial, and it's going to cause a major issue for him. He's gone into hiding with his family, and he'll be in the witness protection programme. Right, we're going to play a song here now for a man that was farewelled on Waiheke Island on Monday, Chas Dickens. Anybody in the Auckland area would know Chas. He worked for many years as a quality assurance brewer for Lion Brewery. It's a great job. Chas was went round all the different pubs and made sure that the drink flowed freely through the pipes, and of course he became a specialist looking after Guinness once Guinness became freely available in the pubs, and after a very short illness Chas passed away, and he was farewelled at a lovely function at the bowling club in Waiheke on Monday last. So Chas was predeceased by his son Stephen, and he survived by his wife Valerie, son Carl, and daughters Kira, Sinead and all their children, and a great group of friends. And it was great to see so many people from the Irish community that made their way out there to the island to farewell Chas on Monday afternoon. And I know I met Gay Kelly there, who's been a stalwart of the Irish and the GA community in Auckland, and she just wanted to reiterate the great support that Chas gave the Irish Society and indeed the Gaelic Athletic Association in Auckland over the years. And he supported many of the events that I organised when I was involved in publishing magazines to promote Ireland. So rest in peace, Chas, and to your dear wife Valerie, who's an outstanding midwife in her day in Auckland. You know, we offer our sincere sympathy to you, Valerie, and to your son Carl, and daughters Kira and Sinead, and all your friends. So a proud Dublin man. So we'll go with two songs here. We'll go with Molly Malone and the Rare Old Times in memory of Chas Dickens.
song, sweet Molly Malone, as she wheeled her wheelbarrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh.
As pretty as you
took her off to Birmingham. She took away my soul. Ring a ring a rosie. As the light declines, I'll remember Dublin City in the red.
Two well-known Dublin songs there, Luke Kelly and Dublin in the Rare Old Times, and before that, the Dubliners with Molly Malone, a tribute to the late Charles Dickens, who was farewell on Monday. And I just want to let listeners in Auckland know that another stalwart of the Irish community here in Auckland, Seamus O'Sullivan, he passed away on the 1st of October, and he's the father predeceased by his wife Mary, and love father of Maureen, Siobhan, Jamie and Kevin. And his funeral will take place on Saturday, that's the 8th of October at 1 p.m. at St. Mary's Church, East Street, 52 East Street in Papakura, for those people that know Seamus O'Sullivan. I know he was a well respected man in the community. I'm pretty sure Seamus was a butcher in Papakura for many years, and I know that he'll be sadly missed by all his family and friends. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, and brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Just looking at the Irish Times, our Irish website here, RT website, to see what the news is here. Last week we played a few songs from Paul Brady, and there's a, you can read an exclusive extract from his book on the RT website there. What else is happening? The most popular stories about the Garda superintendent jailed for cannabis possession, recovering codeine addict said she was on 90 tablets a day. Today is meningitis day around the world, and there was a a big feature yesterday about a family in Galway who were very lucky that their daughter literally was just got in the nick of time just a few years ago. Otherwise, she would have died as a result of meningococcal disease. But they were just highlighting the fact that how dangerous this is and how important it is to get vaccinated. And then literally shortly after reading that article yesterday, I just saw a feature or a news item on the RT news yesterday morning to say that a young girl in Limerick region died as a result of meningococcal disease. Staying in Galway, great celebrations in Galway yesterday. Damien Brown finished his journey a little bit rocky at the end. He was due to sail into Galway port or Galway harbour yesterday morning around 11 o'clock. He made this all the way from New York, but he unbelievable storm hit the Galway Bay area on Tuesday night, and he was blown, his boat was blown offshore out near Furbo in the early hours of yesterday morning. But thank God he was rescued okay, and he did make it into to Galway. So he's hundreds of well-wishers turned up to welcome him back, Damien Brown, after he completed his historic role from New York to Galway. The former rugby player, he spent a grueling 112 days at sea in what he described as the adventure of a lifetime. His solo voyage across the Atlantic ended in the early hours this morning when he came ashore on the Galway coast. As I mentioned, he got into difficulty and rescued by the emergency services. He spent more 100 days at sea in a rowing boat now we're talking about here, and he's travelled over 3,000 nautical miles since June, and he's the first person to complete the role. And he said he feels good and it's good to have his feet back on solid ground. And I think from pretty much Damien had a serious injury playing rugby, and you know, came back and certainly took on a huge project and raised a lot of money in the meantime, and he'll continue to do so. Well done, Damien. What a great achievement. I heard a very good interview with him. And what a great song. We'll play Tommy Fleming and the West's Awake for Damien for the great work that he did.
Keep the west asleep, the west asleep.
Tommy Flemin there, and a lovely version of The West's Awake. I hope you're still awake. You're listening to Ireland Calling here on a Wednesday night in Auckland, and delayed broadcast on Saturday in Christchurch, Sunday, Capity Coast and Wellington, and any other night of the week, and around the globe on planetaudio.org.nz. Well, Micheál Martin and the Dáil shouted across the benches today. He says to Mary Lou MacDonald, God help us if you ever get near the national finances. Micheál Martin and Mary Lou trade exchanges, and there was another article written at the weekend basically saying that the chaos that ensued in England last few days over the plan to reduce the tax rate for high earners could leave that just could be mild in comparison to what would happen if Sinn Féin gets their hands on the finance bench portfolio. And of course, opinion polls are looking like they could be in power after the next election, but they're promising a lot. I know they're keeping quiet on lots of key issues. They were very quiet on the whole environmental issues there and global warming when there was tough decisions to be made for Ireland to meet its requirements on that, and they went very, very silent. But there's a bit to go yet. Micheál Martin will step down in December, and Leo Varadkar will take over. Yes, well, I haven't great memories of this man, but Brian Mullins, the former Dublin player and manager of Derry, passed away last week and was laid to rest today. Bertie Hearn, in a lovely article in The Independent, said there was over 40 All-Ireland medal winners at his funeral. Bertie had a drink with him May weekend, and 2 weeks after that he was diagnosed with cancer. Of course, Brian came onto the Dublin scene in the early 70s, or mid-70s anyways, but 74, played against my team Galway in a game that Paddy Cullen saved a penalty from Liam Salmon, who was there to pay tribute to Brian today. And that was Brian won his first medal, and Kevin Heffernan and Heffer's Army, they started putting down markers for football. And then 83, Brian almost killed in a bad car accident in the early 80s, but made a remarkable recovery and come back to play in the 83 infamous final against Galway. And that day Dublin ended up with 12 men and Galway 14, and Dublin won in a nasty game that certainly wouldn't go down as one of the best games in Croke Park. And that particular day Brian was sent off for a pretty much bad swinging arm on his good colleague and friend Brian Talty. They were both playing midfield, but Brian went on, had a great career as a teacher. He was principal up in Carndonagh School, and then for the last 10 years was the head of sport at University College in Dublin. So may Brian rest in peace, 67, very, very young. Good news for Kilmacud Crokes, their Galway star, Kilkerne United, Kilkerne Clonbern star Shane Walsh played a good role in their win and the Dublin County semi-final at the weekend, so they now advance to the final. And good that they have the Kilkerne Clonbern man on their books, because their star player Paul Mannion, he's out for quite a few months with a serious I think crucial ligament injury. Gloves are off as Conor McGregor fights a clothing firm in a trademark battle. And good news for JP McManus's Adair Manor. It's been named as the best resort in the world by readers of the influential Conte Nast Traveller magazine. And so that'll be good news for JP, and of course it'll be hosting the Ryder Cup in 2027. And I've been there once before JP got it, but Ireland's top 10 hotels, Westbury in Dublin, Marker Hotel in Dublin, the Ballyfin Hotel in Laois, Loch Erse Castle Donegal, the Conrad in Dublin, Generator in Dublin, Kilkee Castle Kildare, Parkmore Hotel Kenmare, Ballinahinch Castle County Galway, and the Killarney Park Hotel. So there you go, a few choices there. If you're heading to Ireland, you want to stay in a nice hotel, and I'm sure it will cost plenty of money. Righto, I want to play this song now, especially for a lady just come back after a month in Ireland in her beautiful county of Cork, Kathleen Knoller, who's a regular listener to Ireland Calling. And this is Sean O'Shea and Beautiful City for you, Kathleen.
Beautiful city, beautiful city. fine night in the land of the west. I have slept with the red man beneath leafy boughs, and the wild roaring prairies bespangled with flowers. I have tied to the north where the hardy pine grows, midst the wolf and the bear and the bleak winter snows. I have traveled all climates, but none could I see like the green hills of Cork and my home by the Lee. Clear running streams, but the wild groves of Blarney are haunting my dreams. I have listened for bells on the soft summer wind, but the sweet bells of Shandon are there in my mind. Mixed with gay dancers, my sorrows to hide, but there's none like the maiden who's here by my side. There is not in the land of the slave or the free like the green hills of Cork and my home.
The beautiful voice of Sean O'Shea there, and beautiful city, and a request going out to Kathleen Lawler, just back to Ireland, or back from a lovely trip in Ireland, and a regular listener to Ireland Calling. And I'm sure when you're over there, Kathleen, you would have read the Irish Examiner, as it's called now most days. It used to be called the Cork Examiner, and reading from there. Headlines today, I see where an Irishman dies in the Ukraine conflict. The Department of Foreign Affairs is aware of a case and is providing consular assistance. I know we haven't heard anything here about the poor young soldier from New Zealand that died a few weeks ago. Hopefully his body will be able to be repatriated back here, but very difficult situation. Jackie Healy Ray's son is in trouble, obviously involved in a fracas a number of years ago, and court case ensued, but he's now back again trying to clear his name. Court hears Jackie Healy Ray restrained English tourist while another man punched him. So that's not good. Of course, his father is a TD, and this guy Healy Ray is Jackie. He's a, what do you call it, a counsellor, and of course the same name as his grandfather. Kerry GAA referees to consider next move as officials probe third abuse incident at underage games. And there's been quite a lot of incidents happening on the GAA fields in the last weeks. What else is around there? Fergus Finlay, in his article today, there's a right way to introduce policy, and there is the Liz Truss way. Now, I heard Liz Truss the other day, amongst all the dealings she's having with the tax issues and the economy in England. She wants the executive in Northern Ireland to get up and running as soon as possible. And of course, if it's not formed by the 28th of October, I think is the date, they have the rights then to call new elections. But it'll be pointless. I heard Edwin Putz, the former DUP leader and First Minister for a short time. In fact, he might still be the First Minister. And obviously, the executive hasn't got up and running since the elections that took place in May. Sinn Féin, now the biggest party, they're entitled to have the First Minister's job, but DUP won't agree to form the executive, and they said, and they won't do it until they get their way on the, you know, the, what do you call it, the agreement that they want their way relating to Brexit and this imaginary border down the Irish Sea. And, you know, Truss says the legislation they're planning to try to get through Parliament in England, which is basically going to tear up an international agreement, while that's going through Parliament and the House of Lords, she wants them to get back up and running. But the DUP are not for turning. And a bit like Truss last Sunday when she said she wasn't going to back down on reducing the tax rate for high-income people. And very quickly, within a short space of time, she had to do that, or her Chancellor did it on Monday morning. So the DUP have backed themselves into a corner, and you know, they're going to find that unless they form the government, there'll be elections in a few weeks' time, and they might even have a lesser number of people elected than they had. So it's a terrible disaster, and coming up to you know, almost 25 years next Easter since the Good Friday Agreement was signed, and if there's no agreement between the political parties at the moment, they may not be up and running in Easter next year. So who'd want to be involved in politics? Speaking of a man that wrote a lot of good poems, and from the north of Ireland, from County Derry, Seamus Heaney, and he's singing a song called Digging.
Digging. Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests, snug as a gun. Under my window, a clean rasping sound, when the spade sinks into gravelly ground. My father digging. I look down till his straining rump among the flower beds bends low, comes up 20 years away, stooping in rhythm through potato drills where he was digging. The coarse boot nestled on the lug. The shaft against the inside knee was levered firmly. He rooted out tall tops, buried the bright edge deep to scatter new potatoes that we picked, loving their cool hardness in our hands. By God, the old man could handle a spade, just like his old man. My grandfather cut more turf in a day than any other man on Toner's Bog. Once I carried him milk in a bottle, corked sloppily with paper. He straightened up to drink it, then fell to right away, nicking and slicing neatly, heaving sods over his shoulder, going down and down for the good turf, digging. The cold smell of potato mould, the squelch and slap of soggy peat, the curt cuts of an edge through living roots awaken in my head. But I've no spade to follow men like them. Between my finger and my thumb, the squat pen rests. I'll dig with it.
I go out and
Sinead O'Connor there and one of her big hits, Nothing Compares to You. And before that, Seamus Heaney. And he wasn't singing, he was reciting his poem, Diggin'. And of course, a movie coming out on the life of Sinead O'Connor, I think it's due to open at cinemas around Ireland, maybe globally, inside the next few days. You're listening to Ireland Calling. We've got about 12 minutes left before the end of this particular issue of the programme. Hard to believe we're in October now, only a couple of months to go till the end of the year. And of course, how things are so different this year compared to last year when we were all in lockdown, especially here in Auckland, and travelling very, very hard. But I'm sure many people out there are now planning trips back to Ireland, especially for Christmas or even travelling next year. So good luck with all the travel plans. If you have a bank account with the Ulster Bank, you'll need to move quickly to close it up, because Ulster Bank and KBC Bank, they're moving out of Ireland and have announced it. But I see they've extended the deadline. Ulster Bank will enforce non-operational markets on accounts on November the 4th instead of previously the date of October the 8th. Of course, I worked in the Ulster Bank and for 7 years before I left Ireland, and they were part of the NatWest Group, now part of Royal Bank of Scotland. But only three banks left now in Ireland. You've got Allied Irish Banks, Bank of Ireland, and I think Permanent TSB is the other one that's left. But certainly Credit Union, lots of people are moving their accounts to the Credit Union, and AIB have an arrangement with all the post offices in Ireland, maybe both banks, AIB and Bank of Ireland, because a lot of major towns in Ireland, the banks have closed down over the last few years, and more people are just using their technology to do their banking. But certainly for the older generation who like to go in and obviously see somebody and get withdraw money and stuff like that, it's hard for people. But I know the banks have set up an 0800 number in Ireland to help people that have to move their accounts. We'll take a song here. This was a song I think that Sean Dunphy sang for Ireland in the Eurovision once, but this is Brendan Shine and Pal of My Cradle Days.
What a friend, what a pal, only now I can see how you dreamed and you planned all for me. I never knew what a mother goes through. There's nothing that I didn't do. Pal of my cradle days, I needed you always. Since I was a baby upon the knee, you sacrificed everything. The good from your
Lovely song there from a girl called Anya, Beauty is a Lie, and almost takes us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling. Just a few headlines from the Irish Times. Lifting of COVID restrictions led to rise in rape and assault cases, according to a report. Central Bank warns of potential for Irish recession. Only 1% of mortgage holders likely to switch lenders despite potential savings. And Dowdall may have treasure trove of information about the Hutch gang. Garda believes this is the man that pleaded guilty to being involved in the murder of David Burns by setting up a room at the Regency Hotel, and he's now being given police protection as well as his family, and given evidence for this big trial that's due to get underway. And English tourists assaulted by Kerry councillor Jackie Heary Ray during a Chip Van Rau court hears. Truss adamant there'll be elections in the north if executive is not restored. And Putin poised to formally annex Ukraine regions as Russia loses more territory. It's just pretty depressing most nights to see all the stuff that's happening in Ukraine, the damage it's doing, to see the terrible floods in Pakistan, the poverty there all over the world, and the awful atrocity weather event in Florida last week. So pretty tough. But anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this hour of music and a bit of news from Ireland, and we'll leave you tonight with the May Morning Dew piece of music from Moving Hearts. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless.